And in more news from the Beltway, the Republicans and Democrats each held their first presidential debates recently. Neither produced a clear winner, but some new polls show that money can't buy the love of voters, at least not so far. Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani wasn't a standout in last week's debate, but in popularity, he leads the top Republican fundraiser, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, by double digits. To break down this and the other top news in politics, we've got GOP strategist Robert Trainum and Mary Frances Berry, professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay, Farah.
So,
and I understand your hometown now is Baltimore. I thought before it was some other town.
Oh, no, no, no. It's always Baltimore.
All right. Okay, all right.
Just remember Lexington Market. If you need some pig's feet, smoked pig's feet.
Crab cake on a cracker.
Yeah. Okay. I won't go through all the culinary delights of Baltimore, but it's always Baltimore. My other people are from Zimbabwe, but I'm digressing.
Okay.
So let's get back to the politics issue. So after the first round of Republican debates, it appears that Rudolph Giuliani is the most popular candidate among Republicans. So the Gallup poll rates his popularity above any Democrat. Should that worry Senator Clinton?
I don't think so, because it's early, and also most of the voters who are in those polls see him as the guy at the after 9/11, big war on terror guy, leader. They don't know about his record. Right now he's getting touched up on the abortion issue, especially when it was found out that he gave money to Planned Parenthood consistently. So his base in the Republican Party, the base, may fly away from him. But mainly it's because he's seen as the guy in these troubled times, take charge guy. And they also don't know anything about his slimy record as on human rights when he was mayor of New York, when the police said it's Giuliani time when he became mayor. And then after that, you had Amadou Diallo getting shot, the Abner Louima incident. We held hearings at the Commission on Police Issues in New York. So he's getting a free ride because of the terror issue. He is getting touched up, and I think he'll get touched up more as we go along.
Your reference to Giuliani time refers to the Abner Louima case, where one of the police who sodomized Abner Louima with a broomstick did say, it's Giuliani time.
Right.
Robert, is that something, Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani then, and I lived in New York at the time, was seen as a very volatile figure by Black Americans. Does former Mayor Giuliani, do any of the Republican candidates really care about how the Black community thinks about them, considering that the Black vote for Republicans only hits 10-15%?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, every count matters, no matter what your ethnicity is. Mayor Giuliani has a record of success in New York. That's the main reason why tens of millions or several million New Yorkers obviously voted for him not once but twice. He won in a landslide re-election victory. That's the main reason why Mayor Giuliani still, for the most part, is beloved in New York, not only because of his 9/11 stance, but because he did cut welfare rolls in half, because he did revive the economy in New York. I mean, New York was the laughing stock around the world. And then a man came by the name of Rudy Giuliani came around and said, enough is enough, and we have to change the image of the city. And he did do that. To answer your other question, Farai, I mean, Mayor Giuliani clearly has an issue with perhaps his moderate stance on issues. But keep in mind, New York is registered Democrat 10-1. And Mayor Giuliani is doing what every presidential candidate has to do, which is to clarify his record, to run on his record, and to make sure that Americans understand exactly where he's coming from. I think that's the main reason why Senator Clinton is very afraid of Mayor Giuliani. It's because Mayor Giuliani can win the presidency. If you take a look at his record, if you take a look at the polling data, and if you take a look at the American electorate, the average person out there does resonate with Mayor Giuliani, and that's the main reason why the polls are indicative of that, simply because he's a moderate individual who has a proven track record, and frankly, he's someone that says exactly what he thinks.
Even on 9/11 issues, Farah, if you talk to the firefighters in New York, they will tell you they are going around now and trying to get people to listen to them about how badly they were treated after 9/11, and before that, not given the communications devices that they want. And so, but the hype is that in the vacuum where there was no leadership, he was there. But the base of the Republican Party is different, of course, from the national electorate. And Senator Clinton is running in the primary for the Democrats, and so she doesn't have to run against him in the primaries. We're talking general election, and by then, I predict he'll be gone.
Robert, let me ask you a question about a Democratic candidate. Hillary Clinton leads in the polls and fundraising on the Democratic side, but she has the worst favorability rating or unfavorability rating. 47% of Americans don't like her and say that they won't vote for her. When you talk about overall popularity, there are the people who love you and the people who hate you. It appears that Senator Clinton may have a larger number of people who really dislike her than anyone else. Does that kibosh some of her appeal to a general audience, not to Democrats, but to a mixed audience?
Well, it's an open secret that Senator Clinton does have a record, and her record is health care. A failed health care policy in 1993. Her record is going back and forth in terms of her maiden name and everything else when she was in the White House. The fact of the matter is that people have a very, very strong opinion of her, both good and bad. And what do we define that as here in Washington? We define that as a polarizing individual. So there's no question about it that Senator Clinton is doing exactly what she needs to do, which is traveling around the country trying to reintroduce herself to the American people. And by saying, you know what, I lived in the White House for 8 years and I've been in the Senate now for 6 years or 7 years. You really don't know exactly who I am. But the fact of the matter is that Senator Clinton is a very polarizing individual.
Well, I do have to jump in here, Robert. Maiden name, using your maiden name, as far as I know, is not a crime in this country.
Well, actually, I respectfully disagree. I think, of course you can use your maiden name, and that's a woman's right to do that. However, when you flip-flop and you go back and forth and you're introduced to the country as Hillary Rodham Clinton, but when you go into the White House, you're Hillary Clinton, and now when you are running for president, you take Rodham back out again. It does raise an eyebrow with people in saying, well, why this flip-flopping?
It's
why going
name.
Back and forth?
It's her name, and I don't think anybody's
with all the respect, I
don't think
you.
Anybody's confused about who she is, well, but I don't want to be in a position of having to defend Senator Clinton.
Well, it's interesting because there was an actual story done about this on her website in terms of how she removed Rodham from her name, and when she was asked about it, she couldn't come up with an answer. The fact of the matter is that she continues to flip-flop, and she is trying, and I understand why she's doing this, she is trying to reintroduce herself to the American
No
people,
one has.
Well, Mary, let me ask you about this term flip-flopping, because
yes,
this is something.
Yes, I was about to. Thank you.
Robert has used
thrown it in there twice.
Yeah, I mean, flip-flop is
flip-flop
a very charged
is left
term.
Over from John Kerry's campaign. Flip-flop is Rudy Giuliani saying he's for abortion rights and giving to Planned Parenthood and then trying to figure out what he's doing. Flip-flop is Mitt Romney being in favor of abortion rights and then being against them. Flip-flop is Mitt Romney being in favor of gay rights and then being against them. Flip-flop won't work this time. Flip-flop, the Republicans got to come up with some other thing other than a flip-flop before this election is out.
Let me go back to Robert. Robert, there's this whole question of how not only the specific parties are going to do, because you obviously to become a president, you have to win in your party in the primaries, and then you have to win a general audience. Think about all of the pros and cons of the people on the Republican and the Democratic side. Who do you think has it to win both sides?
I think Mayor Giuliani does have a very, very strong shot at not only the nomination, but also obviously winning the general election. I also think Senator Thompson has a very, very strong shot at winning the nomination and, again, the presidency. On the Democratic side, look, Senator Clinton is a flip-flopper. That's the main reason why she voted for the war, but now she's going around the country saying that now she's against it. But the fact of the matter is that she is and will be a formidable candidate. No question about it. I think Senator Obama, in the beginning, has stumbled a little bit just in terms of not really going into detail about some of the policy initiatives that he would like to implement if he was elected. But having said that, from a fundraising standpoint, from a populist standpoint, Senator Obama is a very formidable or will be a very formidable candidate if he does get the nomination.
Mary, we're almost out of time. Briefly.
I wouldn't rule out John Edwards, who's leading in Iowa. And elections are won, primaries are won state by state. He's ahead in Iowa. He's doing well in New Hampshire. We don't know yet. And John McCain is not dead on the Republican side, and he and Fred Thompson have almost identical records. So this thing is, you know, far, far, far from over.
All right. Well, as we move forward, I want to talk more about why the whole presidential season has just taken off so early, but we don't have time for that today, so thank you both.
Thank you, Farai.
Thank you, Farai.
So we've been talking with Republican strategist Robert Trainum and Mary Frances Berry, professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. They were both at NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters.